Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is a very special episode. I'm your host, Julian, and you have downloaded episode 313. I have in the studio with me today for a very special engagement.
Nicole! Hi, everyone!
And in a cruel twist of fate, the one time she gets to come back, it's with me.
You can handle it, I hope.
Well, the question is, can you handle it?
I can handle anything.
Well,
Oh, it has me as replacement.
You are replacement?
Oh, replacement.
Well, the people said they can't hear, but apparently you need to turn your volume up.
Now I can hear. Is that Nicole? Yes, it's me. It's me, Nicole.
Turn your volume up, people. You have a little knob on your either computer or iPhones. It's called volume. Turn it up.
Turn that shit up.
Okay, well, I want to thank all of you for joining us here today. I'm going to do my best to make this run quite
smoothly.
Smoothly. Here.
Seamlessly.
Seamlessly.
Flawlessly.
Trying not to fuck it up like Ricky usually does.
Someone's asking where Ricky is. Ricky, I killed Ricky. I buried him in my backyard.
Actually, where we buried Nicole, she actually wasn't dead. And she came back and...
Oh, someone says, who the hell is Nicole?
And,
Oh, wow.
We put Nicole back. Back where she, we put Ricky back where Nicole was.
In the grave. Used to be on the show all the time.
Nicole is a former host of Foul Monkeys. Up until, what?
It's been a while.
Something's weird. What, Ricky coming here with his,
Something's weird.
With his hand over his mouth, I don't know why.
What's wrong? Wow, someone, I don't think they can hear you because they're saying, is your mic even on?
I don't know. How about that?
Oh, shit.
Well, Ricky talks a lot louder than me. How about that?
That was really loud.
Well, I had to turn it up a little bit.
Someone closer to the mic. Audio just
because,
got
there. Oh, there you go. I had to turn me up a little bit.
Turn you up.
Holy shit, I just about blew out my car. Well, there we go. See, I don't like to deep throat the mic like... Ricky does. So there we go.
Oh, Lord. That's pornographic.
I like getting blown in my chair. Well, we knew that, Sater. All right. Well, now that we got that sorted out, let's see what topics we got going on here today. Do you got anything to talk about, Nicole? Or is it all going to be up to me?
How about you lead and I'll follow?
All right. Well, this past week, I got to meet my wonderful boyfriend, Connor's brother.
How old's his brother?
His brother is, I believe he is 27, 28. He's a few years younger than Connor. But anyway, him and his girlfriend, Elizabeth, came down from New York. And they're going on a cruise. And I got to meet them this past week.
Cruise to where?
They are going to the Keys and to the Bahamas.
Oh, jealous.
And
what was he like? Was he nice?
He's very nice. Nothing like Connor, but
is that good or bad?
That's good. That doesn't mean that Connor's not nice, of course.
That makes it sound like he's like Satan's spawn. He's nice. He's nothing like Connor.
Yeah, right. But we showed him around Lakeland and took him to the Hollis Gardens.
Ooh.
And I know.
Oh, from New York to Lakeland. Womp, womp.
Not New York City.
Oh.
Like BFE.
BFE, New York.
Upstate New York. Yeah.
Okay.
But I had to clean the house and get everything sorted out here like Joan does. But I forgot to do one thing.
What was that?
On our chalkboard in there in the kitchen.
There's a penis.
Well, Taffy Carlisle Huffington had added to something we had written up there. It had said, I love Connor. And she added, and his huge cock. And drew a big penis on it.
The penis is still on there.
Yeah, and the whole thing that says, and his huge cock is still... Well, I forgot to erase all of that.
I only noticed the penis, the drawing.
Well, they got to see it. They didn't say anything about it, but they got to see it.
Well, his brother might know already because, you know, growing up, don't boys show each other their penises?
Well, I didn't really ask, but I mean, they may have.
And time has gone by, so it's probably a lot bigger than what he remembers, so...
I don't want to picture that, honestly.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
While we're on the subject, when's the last time you've had a penis?
Like, a month ago.
Really?
Yeah. But I shouldn't have had the penis, because the penis has a girlfriend.
Why does this not surprise me?
I don't know. And it wasn't even that good. It was like a waste of time.
Why? It wasn't big?
Well, I mean, I had the penis before, but this... The first time wasn't that good either, but then this time when I had it, it still wasn't good, and I felt all guilty for doing it in the first place, so it should have at least, like, rocked my socks or something.
Wait, you felt guilty while you were doing it?
Well, before and after.
Wait, if you're doing something bad...
Home record.
While you're doing it, it's supposed to be good.
I know, and it
wasn't.
You're
like, oh, I'm doing something dirty. It's even better. Oh, my God.
It was not.
Is Ricky peering around the corner?
Yes, he just...
Go away! You're supposed to be at the gym, whore!
He peeked around. I saw him.
Okay. Well, since he's going to stalk us here...
Hover.
We're going to talk about him.
He said, I'm leaving. Yeah, right.
We're going to talk about him.
Let's.
I'm sure you noticed him at work this week, that he come in looking like a cancer patient. He... shaved his entire head and all its facial hair, and then he got the herpes bumps all over the top and back of his head, so everybody thought he, like, was dying of mesothelioma.
He looked a little like Chester the Molester at first. All he needed was the glasses and the trench coat. And with the bumps, it was like, it was even worse. It was not cute. Not cute.
And then he goes to the doctor for it, and they're like, he's like, yeah, they told me that it's good that I shaved my head because the bumps will, like, ooze. Ew. And then it'll infect the next hair follicle because it'll squeeze and ooze to the next one. I'm like... That is the fucking most disgusting thing I have ever heard in my life.
Ew. He did not tell me that part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to slit his throat.
I'm like, I am going to Lysol and bleach everything in this entire house. Which, by the way, is why you're sitting in his chair.
Oh, great. Great. I love the herpes.
And I'm sure he has not washed any of those Patty Hearst hats that he wears all the time.
Oh, you know he hasn't. They're probably, like, sweat-stained and festering. And
So they told him to avoid sucking off men in the steam room.
Great. He needs to learn that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
At least they weren't, like, in his mouth. They were only on his head. That must be where they jizzed. On his scalp.
Well, that was the one standing behind him you didn't see.
From the train that he ran.
Well, you mean the train they ran on him.
Yeah. Oh, Ricky's new middle name is Free Clinic. Yes. Oh, I love it.
Poor Ricky.
Sorry, Ricky.
We can't help it that he has the head herp.
Oh. It's so gross. I asked him yesterday, I was like, well, why didn't he make you go home? He's like, well, I guess the doctor got her days mixed up and I wasn't gonna sit at work with my festering head. So,
well, that's his story, but the real story is that he was probably highly contagious and just was afraid to tell anybody.
True.
About it. No, I'm okay to go back to work, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. And then yesterday, in the car, he had, like, a little black fleck in his ear.
Ew.
And I was like, I was like, Ricky, you have something in your ear? He's like, well, get it. So I did. It was just a piece of dirt or something, but It wasn't like a herpy or anything.
And
they're stop talking about Ricky.
Oh, that's one of the fans that like him.
What is that? Ninad Norway? Ninad Norway? What's Ninad mean?
That's his name.
Oh. What does that mean? Like, what does it translate to in English?
Ninad.
Oh. Okay. Where's Ginger Bear?
Ginger Bear is at the gym because this is an all Julian and special guest Nicole episode of Foul Monkeys.
Yes, exactly.
Because Tuesday is my birthday, and as a request to me, I am getting to host
this, your birthday present.
This episode of Foul Monkeys.
How old will you be?
28.
No, really.
28.
That's nice. Happy early birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Why are these strange people hosting Ricky's show?
Oh, fuck you. I've been on this goddamn show for almost 2 years now.
I was
going
to say, you're on here all the time.
This is episode 313, and I've been on this show since about 200. So, kiss my ass.
Yeah, kiss his ass. That's what I say.
Well, I have showered today. Who am I kidding?
Your dirty bunghole.
You know it's squeaky clean.
Yeah, right. Ooh. That is gross.
Ooh, that stunk too. Full throttle energy drink, full red berry flavor.
Ew, I can smell it. Yeah.
People are still asking who you are.
I know.
Again, Nicole is a former host of Foul Monkeys who is back for a special engagement with me this evening.
'Tis true.
Well, I wanted, let's see, what else I have? Me and Connor were laying in bed early this morning. Well, not early, but this morning, watching HGTV, mm-hmm. as is our normal Sunday routine. Well, and we went to get up to refill our coffee, and the bed frame broke.
You wore that shit out, I guess, finally.
So, and please don't correct my grammar.
Who's correcting your grammar? I'm talking in the room. Someone asked who I was, and I said I was on the diarrhea episode. They need to check it out.
Oh, so anyway, apparently we have been putting too much stress on the bed because the center support like got loose and worked its way out of joint there. So we had to take the entire mattress off and the box spring off and rework it and actually bend one end of it back so it would go on there correctly.
Did you have to use like a sledgehammer to bash it out? So
no, I used a claw hammer.
Oh, Ninad is mean. They're asking if I'm going to leave. No, I'm staying forever, and then I'm coming to your house and living in your basement
in Norway.
Yes, puts the lotion in the basket, does what it's told.
Yeah, so we did all that, and Not said I should just admit defeat and buy a trampoline.
Yeah, I've heard the stories. I've heard the stories of the room.
Well, I'm sorry. I enjoy sex.
Apparently.
And kind of, you know, there's hardwood floors in this house. And I hate to say it, the finish on the floor underneath the center.
Oh, it's like faded and scratched and wearing away.
It's more than faded. It's worn away. It is totally worn away.
You're dirty.
It's like totally shot. So Connor's like, let's put like a washcloth or something underneath that so it doesn't scrape anymore.
I can just picture it like... like scraping across the floor with each movement. And then you hear like at the same time. So it's like I can just
wood floors, 2 more months, sawdust.
Oh, the floor is all scratched up in the shape of a pentagram.
No, just back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Oh.
Up and down. Uncomfortable.
This is too much.
Will you almost remember what sex is like? I mean, with another person. And not Bob.
I vaguely remember.
Not Bob.
Bob. I haven't used Bob in a while. It's probably lonely.
Really?
Yeah. But I can't use it now, so I'll have to wait.
What do you mean you can't use it now?
Because I'm in the middle of moving and have to share a room with my sister.
Oh, that's wretched.
And I sleep on the floor. So, yeah. It's real fun. Ass splinters.
So do you at least have a good shower head in the bathroom?
It won't come off. It's attached.
Oh.
But so the pressure is real nice. So if I lay it on my back and just like spread my legs super wide, it would work.
Okay, I just got a mental picture and I'm totally disturbed by that.
And there's like a wheelchair handle on the side, so
no.
I can hold on to it. But I haven't, and I don't think I will. So,
well, you could always stand on your hands and just like put it up to the nozzle.
No, I'm not that talented. I can't do gymnastics.
It depends on how bad you want to get off.
Termites are jealous.
Because I honestly, if a man needed to get off, and that's how he had to do it,
he would do it
to get
way.
Off. A man would stand on his hands and put his junk up on a shower nozzle. I swear it to God.
Because
men are pigs. It's the God's honest truth.
Why are they like that? And it's across the board. It's straight,
because
gays, all
we
dudes.
Like sex. It feels good. And
well, yeah, but I don't have to like.
We get horny.
Get off that instant.
We get horny, and the thought process transfers from the head up here to the head down here. And until you do something about that, why does the fucking screensaver come on this shit after about 2 seconds? Anyway, until you do something about your horniness, then the upper head doesn't think anymore.
True.
So that's why you see men jerking off in any old goddamn place.
On the bus.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
I'm horny. I'm going to jerk off in the theater here.
Oh.
What's that on the back of my ear?
I just came. I told him to call you because he loves sex.
Huh?
They should call you for sex.
I have a boyfriend.
You could do phone sex.
Who is horny like 24/7 on my ad?
Really?
Oh my God, we had sex yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't 10 minutes later. He's like, you want to go again? I'm like, are you serious?
These old bones can't handle it all the time.
I'm like, I'm not a machine.
You're his sex robot.
I'm like, you have to give the bionic booty a little bit of time to recover here.
You didn't know that's what he calls you, his sex robot?
Mm.
That's his nickname. For you. Women need a reason for sex. Men just need a place.
Well, women are all into the love and feelings and...
Whatever. I don't love the guy that I had sex with. I just find him hot, so I was like, all right.
Well, you...
Let's have sex.
So sometimes you get... You just need to get yours.
Hell yeah. We can be just as dirty as a dude. That's what you get for dating a 19-year-old.
Who's dating a 19-year-old?
I guess you.
I'm not. Connor's 30.
Well, I don't know who they're talking about. Dating a 19-year-old.
I'm sorry. You must be thinking of Rodan. He's on another show.
Bionic booty doesn't make that noise when you do it.
All right. Well, let's see. Everybody that comes in the room, they're like, where's Ricky? Who is this chick?
I like
see,
how...
Everybody, this is what you get for bringing your ass late. If you weren't on homosexual or Asian time, Gravitas, you would know what's going on. That's Nicole with the hole. All right, you ready to do some phone calls here?
Sure.
All right. Let's see here. And why is this not playing?
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
And the whole brought to you by is Ricky's thing, so we're not doing it today.
Team Nicole.
Ginger Man, let me just tell you one thing, and I'm going to set the record straight here and now. Jacking off on your hands and knees does not make you a top, even if you do it for 2 weeks. Trust me, I'm your mama. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Aww.
Who was that?
You can't imagine who that is, can you?
No, it sounded like Big Fatty.
No.
Who is it? Sounds like Ricky's mom.
It's Ricky's mama.
Hi, Ricky's mom.
She's got that Virginia twang.
Oh, yes. It was so twangy.
You know that Ricky's mama invented the Snuggie, right? In 1972?
Have you seen the commercial for the Snuggie blanket?
What is the Snuggie blanket?
They're like Snuggies, only it's an actual blanket, like a long nightgown, and then they're dancing the Macarena wearing the Snuggie blanket.
Wouldn't a Snuggie blanket be a blanket?
I guess.
Oh, look at Aniko. His feet are twitching. He's having a dream where he's running.
He remembers.
I'm racing, y'all. I'm racing.
Where's that rabbit? Where's that rabbit? You should look up the YouTube commercial for the Snuggie blanket.
Oh, well, I would.
Do you know how to work that?
Except he's using Safari, and I don't know how to open another tab on Safari because I use Firefox.
You should be able to just do it. Oh, go up to the top where it says Safari.
Uh-huh. And
there should be a new tab or the Apple. I don't fucking know.
See,
I don't use Macs. I have a Dell.
Well, I use a Mac, but I don't use Safari. I use Firefox. So I can open a new. See, it makes it all difficult. Fuck.
Oh, someone wants you to ask me about the vag yeast mold tester.
We're gonna get to that in the next episode.
What is that?
We're gonna get to that in. Apple plus tea. Okay.
Oh, Ricky.
Apple plus tea. I don't see an apple.
What is this picture? What are you laughing about?
Because there's no fucking apple on here. Oh, my God. You know what?
He put the link to the Snuggie blanket in the...
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if it'll play or not.
Tired of using regular blankets like this asshole? Do they somehow destroy your heating bills?
Well, except that's not the one I wanted.
We wanted the real one, Veritable Virgo. Sorry.
Oh, that's Command plus T, Ricky, not the apple. Dipshit. Oh, now he says, looks like a clover.
Looks like a clover. Snuggie blanket. Commercial.
Okay. Ooh, goodness. Snuggie, snuggie, snuggie.
It's probably the top one.
Snuggie blanket with sleeves. Okay.
You want to keep warm when you're feeling chilled, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Blankets are okay, but they can slip and slide. And when you need to reach for something, your hands are trapped inside.
No, this
now,
is not it.
There's the Snuggie, the blanket that has sleeves. The Snuggie keeps...
No. Oh, well.
Yeah. It's not that... Because it has like... They're like, hey, Macarena, I... And they're dancing all dressed in like leopard print.
We tried. Well, that went over like a lead balloon.
All right.
Well, fuck it. Anyway, next call.
Fuck it.
Hi, my precious Julian Bug. Your mother calling to wish you the happiest of birthdays, my little angel pie. You think it's been years since you slipped out of my hoo-hoo and slept in my arms all pale and ghostly like that Edward from Twilight. You were such a good boy, always vacuuming and cleaning your room. I knew you were going to grow up to be something special when you asked for overpowered jet for Christmas. You'd spend hours and hours playing with your thing. And you were so popular. All those boys who would come over to play at all hours of the day and night. Remember that game we caught you playing with that neighbor boy? Oh, I remember. Horse and jockey. You sounded like you were having such fun. Listen to me ramble on and on. I gotta run. Your father will be home soon, and you know how Randy gets after his little clan meetings. Happy birthday, Lamb Chop. Mommy loves you.
All right.
The clan meetings, yes.
Thank you, Joe and Dallas. Who sounds nothing like my mother.
Your dad gets horny after clan rallies. All those white sheets really just do it for him, I guess.
Well, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show. But I'm going to get serious here for a moment.
Okay.
Cue the sad Jerry Springer music back when he done serious shows.
Right.
I've never met my biological father.
Right.
I was adopted by my mother's second husband when I was 7, who is Jewish.
Oh, well.
So if you want to picture him doing Klan meetings, then go right ahead. But that's quite not the case.
Right. It's like him supporting a Nazi rally or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
So. Oy vey. Yeah. Well,
Are there any more calls or was that it?
We got more calls for the second half. We got a couple of reviews that I maybe wanted to read here. I think I got an email I want to read here real quick.
Okay.
Let's see. I got one from, not this one. No, what did I do? I got one from Taste Like Burning Tim, who I think may be in the room with us this evening. Lotion. You. Put the lotion in the fucking basket. Me. Spit a little water and nearly choked to death at work. Thanks for the huge laughs, Julian. I love that you were on the show with Gingy. I just wanted to say that. Hugs, y'all. Tim.
Gingy.
So, thank you, Tim, and I appreciate you sending us a little message.
You're an immaculate clan conception. That's what they said.
Yeah, I figured as much. So, anyway, I guess we'll end this clusterfuck here.
The clusterfuck?
At least we'll end the first half here. All right. You can give us a call at 286.
Did you ever forget the number?
206-985.
Was it 984? 98, I don't fucking know.
984-3685. Or call or text 863-666-0377. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com. You can email us, or not email us, you can send us stuff at P.O. Box.
I don't know if it's changed.
No, it hasn't.
What was it like?
Fuck.
I don't know. Don't do snail mail because nobody uses that anymore.
I know.
Just email or call.
And you know what's sad?
What?
I checked it yesterday.
Is it 725?
I think it is. 725 Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
P.O. Box 725. Thanks, Veritable Virgo.
Yeah, because
what would we do without you?
Well, he pays for it.
Oh, God. What did you say? OMG.
You can follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple. Shut the fuck up, Ricky. Like you haven't fucked up something worse than this. You can follow Ricky Barton and Face and in Twitter and by oh my God, what am I saying? Ginger, oh no.
Ginger bitch tits.
You're right.
That's my favorite name for Ricky, Ginger Bitch Tits. Yeah.
You got anything you'd like to add, Nicole?
No.
Email you at...
Don't email me.
HugeTits@superhag.com.
Woo! Superhag. Fruitfly.org.
How dare you, Ricky?
What do you say?
Worst show ever. Fuck you...
Ricky, go pop your herpy head, okay?
Right. All right. This is Julian.
And this is Nicole.
Peace.
Adios. Super hack.